This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN, Community Network News, I'm Jed Gilbert.
And I'm Nathan Partenza. The second national survey of the health of GLBT Australians has revealed the mental health of respondents remained markedly poorer than the general population and is still at similar levels to the first study 6 years ago. The Private Lives 2 survey of almost 4,000 GLBT people found the most common health conditions were depression and anxiety, with rates of illicit drug use also higher than national averages. More than a quarter of respondents reported being verbally abused because of their sexuality, while more than 15% had been harassed and more than 8% threatened with physical violence. The survey by Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria and La Trobe University was launched this week by Victorian Minister for Mental Health, Mary Waldridge.
Christian Democrat and anti-same-sex marriage activist Peter Madden went face-to-face with around 100 opponents last week in Sydney's Hyde Park. It follows weeks of controversy over his anti-gay truck that's been touring the East Coast. Many in the crowd heckled Madden and chanted pro-equality messages as he attempted to answer questions, although some tried to engage with him in a productive dialogue.
Yeah, because gay, straight, black or white, marriage
is a civil right!
Gay, straight, black, white!
After about an hour and a half of arguing with protesters, Madden left the park under police escort to depart the scene in the controversial truck.
Former High Court Judge Michael Kirby has urged high-profile gay Australians to come out and end the pretending. In an address to the Law Society of Victoria, Kirby called on sport, business and political leaders to come out and stand up for same-sex marriage. In the speech, Kirby said acceptance won't truly happen until all members of the sexual minority stood up, and said discrimination is not surprising when high-profile gay people stayed in the closet.
You also need people who are themselves homosexual or members of sexual minorities to stand up and speak for change.
41 gay couples have tied the knot on national television in Australia's first televised mass gay wedding. The couples exchanged vows at the non-legal wedding on the ABC's Adam Hills in Gordon Street tonight. After an earlier audience poll found the majority would legalise same-sex marriage if they were Prime Minister for the day.
We are gathered here today to witness the TV union of half of these men and women with the other half.
A Malaysian MP has spoken out against the levels of homosexuality in his country and has called on the government to open a gay rehabilitation centre. The MP told Parliament last week that 3 in 10 men in Malaysia were gay, a figure he described as scary, according to news website Banama Online. He then took his controversial comments a step further, comparing the effort to combat homosexuality to the war on drugs in the country.
Since the repeal of the US military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, new gay and lesbian pride groups have been forming in the country's military colleges. Military cadets in the prestigious West Point Military Academy have formed a gay-straight alliance group they've called the Spectrum Diversity Group. The cadets involved say the colleges and fellow students have been mostly welcoming.
Briefly, in other news, Melbourne has lost another drag queen with the death of Kitty Deluxe last week, a performer from South Yarra Bar D&M and an advocate of the Australian It Gets Better project. And more great news for Carly fans, with the singer announcing that she'll perform at Sydney's New Year's Eve festivities at the end of the year to continue her 25th year anniversary celebrations.
I can't wait to inject some of the K25 spirit into New Year's Eve, and I promise you a night to remember.
To QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
This September, Nepal is set to host Asia's first national LGBT Games. Nepal will soon become the first country in Asia to give equal rights to its LGBT population. And in the American Soccer League, Houston midfielder Colin Clark has apologised for using a homophobic slur against a ball boy when the ball wasn't thrown back to him correctly. Clark has been suspended for 3 games and received a fine from Major League Soccer.
Thanks, Tanya. If there's a story out there you'd like to hear on QNN, then let us know. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Nathan Partenza.
And I'm Jed Gilbert. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network. Bloomberg News.
This has been a News and Current Affairs program from the Joy Studios in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.